Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do it, Diesel. We haven't done it this week.
Lockdown!
Yeah. What's up?
Represents being real.
Yeah. How's it going? Upstate? Good to be with you. All across South Carolina. Welcome to the Rob Brown Show right here on ESPN Upstate. 3 hours of sports talk greatness headed your way right this very second. I am Rob Brown. Diesel's on the one and twos. What's up, dog?
Hey, man. Got finished up with The Last Dance last night.
Yeah, you're caught up.
It was pretty good.
Final thoughts?
I would have loved to know how much the Bulls sucked after Krause blew the whole thing up. That would have been a nice little, you know, I'm surprised Michael didn't want to put that in there as just a dig at Jerry Krause. Be like, hey, you wanted this. You did this. Guess what? The team stunk after you left.
Hey, remember that time we won 6 titles in 8 years and then you decided not to bring us all back? How'd that go? My favorite part about the very end was how Jerry Reinsdorf tried to turn himself into the victim, right? The owner of the Bulls turned around and hit us with, well, you know, I tried to get Phil to stay, and he just wouldn't do it. And then I would have totally had all those guys come back. No, you wouldn't have. You know how I know that? Because you were the owner of the team. You could have done whatever you wanted, and you didn't do that thing. Ryan's the Jerry's, Jerry times Jerry, Jerry squared. The Jerry's kind of hit a downfall there. And it was ugly.
P.S. The 1999-2000 Bulls record, 17-65.
Mm-hmm.
Yowza.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Imagine being a Bulls fan that season.
The next year, 15-67. The next year after that, 21-61.
They sucked until Derrick Rose showed up and they wasted him.
The next year after that, 30-52.
And that was an upgrade.
The next year after that, 23-59.
I'm telling you.
The next season after that, oh, they finally had a winning season in 2004. Was that when Derrick Rose came in?
What year did Derrick Rose get drafted? I don't even remember. I don't think it was that long ago. Although he is only 3 years, he's 3 years younger than me. I thought Derrick. It feels like he's much younger.
Looking at the first year of Chicago Bulls having a winning record, what the roster was that year: Tyson Chandler, Eddie Curry,
okay,
Antonio Davis, Luol Deng, Chris Duhon, Lawrence Funderburk. It's a great name. Ben Gordon, Adrian Griffin, Othella Harrington, Kirk Heinrich, Andres Nocioni. Gennaro Pargo. Good God, who are these guys?
I don't know.
I've heard like 3 of those names.
Sincerely, that is a who's who of good role players. There's no stars on that list, but that is actually a pretty decent list. All of those guys could have gone to other teams where there were was a star in place and been what Steve Kerr was to Jordan's Bulls. That was not a bad list. All right, let's do this. We have got to stay on schedule today because we are packed up on the broadcast with stuff to do and people to talk to. Coming up at 12, just after 12:30, we'll talk to Hartley Myers for our Senior Sports Spotlight segment. Hartley is a phenomenal young athlete playing volleyball, headed to NC State. So we'll talk to her at 12:30. Then coming up at 1:15, we'll do another Senior Sports Spotlight, this one with Lawrence Scott, who is a 5A football player from the area and a very good one at that. Then coming up at 1:45, we will be joined with Furman assistant baseball coach Taylor Harbin. He will join us to talk about that decision yesterday. What decision, you ask? Well, it's not a great one, and it is item number one in our lunch breakdown on the Rob Brown Show today. Yesterday announced by Furman right here in Greenville that they were become the second institution in the past week to announce they are cutting baseball. That according to a press release from Furman. Bowling Green was the first institution to cut their baseball program last week. Chicago State was thought to be on the chopping block as well, though they have pushed back that decision until late June. For Furman, this news is I think, disappointing to say the least, to be honest with you. South Carolina head coach Mark Kingston, Clemson coach Monty Lee both voiced loud support for head coach Brett Harker and his coaching staff. Mississippi State coach Chris Lamonis, who has strong ties to this area, also voiced his support on Twitter. The decision to get rid of the baseball program surprised many in the Palmetto State, including Coach Harker, who has been unavailable for comment. But Coach Harbin, the assistant coach, will join us today on the broadcast. Again, that's coming up towards the end of the 1 o'clock hour, so make sure that you stay tuned for that. I will also tell you that we will be joined tomorrow on the broadcast, and I'm very excited about this conversation, although I wish it was for a better reason. Athletics Director Jason Donnelly of Furman will be joining us tomorrow on the broadcast, probably around 1:40 as well, so make sure you stay tuned tomorrow. But that is that's a tough decision that Furman had to make, and we will talk about that. You Furman alum, you Furman fans in the audience, I'd love to hear your opinions at 844-477-3776. How disappointed are you that this is going away? Item number two on our lunch breakdown, and we're going to get into very deep discussion about this later on in the show, but virtual owners meetings taking place today for the NFL to discuss potentially expanding the Rooney Rule, which would now require additional interviews of minority candidates. NFL Network's Tom Pelissero reported yesterday that the league will require clubs, if the rule passes, to interview at least two external minority candidates for head coaching openings and at least one minority candidate for any coordinator job, per sources informed of the decision. In addition, teams must interview one external minority candidate for senior football operations and GM jobs. Teams in the NFL league office must also include minorities and or female applicants for senior level positions, including club president jobs, end quote. We're going to get deeper into this later on because this is one of those times that I think the spirit of the idea is good. The execution is not, and there are a number of minority players and personnel managers throughout the NFL who are agreeing with that sentiment. We'll get deeper in the discussion about that later on in the show. And finally, big announcement from South Carolina. About 2 weeks ago, remember, South Carolina made the announcement that they would welcome students back onto campus in the fall. But yesterday, a much quieter press conference announced, or a press announcement came out from South Carolina when they said that they will actually not have students return to the campus after the end of Thanksgiving break. So when students go to Thanksgiving break, that will be the end of the fall semester for them, right? Now, good news, bad news about that. Good news, obviously, is that means that they are still planning to have students on campus for the majority of the football season. Bad news for that is that if football is unable to start, before, or excuse me, at its regularly scheduled date and time, right? If football cannot start when it is slated to at the beginning of September, then the regular season will inevitably be pushed past the Thanksgiving break. Traditionally, Thanksgiving weekend is the end of the regular season. It's rivalry week. That's when we wrap it all up. But if college football cannot start on time, it would have to go past Thanksgiving. And if colleges are not going to have campuses open after the Thanksgiving break, then that would mean that college football, at least the end of the season, is in grave danger. Because as we've talked about multiple times, if kids aren't on campus, you can't have football. Now, Diesel, I want it to be very clear here, and you tell me your thoughts on this. If they are sending kids home after the Thanksgiving break and not bringing them back, that leads me to immediately suspect that they are preparing for a second wave that many people are predicting to hit in the late fall, early winter. And well, if there's a second wave, college football will not play through it.
Yeah, it certainly seems that, you know, they're setting up for at least a contingency plan should things go wrong. And they have a defined break set up so that if things don't, if it gets bad again, just, all right, everybody, just stay home. Then they're not scrambling all over again. All right, what do we do now? They have it sort of built in.
Sure. And we'll see. It does look to me like they are planning on having a second wave sometime late fall, early winter, and working around that as far as classes are concerned. But remember, colleges being opened is the big thing that will be required for college football to take place. Let's take a real quick break. When we come back in just a minute, we'll talk about Furman cutting their baseball and lacrosse programs and the history of the baseball program. Before we do that, want to let you know, check this out. I don't know if you've heard this yet, Diesel. Mark Ryan has a guy on his show today that claims to be the man who made the pizza that gave MJ food poisoning before that game against the Jazz. Mark has told me that he spent hours yesterday afternoon calling around different places to confirm that, different radio stations in and around Utah to confirm that, and to different sources he has in Utah to confirm that this is the individual. He says he is confident it is the guy who made MJ's pizza. He's going to have him on the show today on Offsides with Mark Ryan, and you can decide if you believe the story or not. He'll also be talking with senior Benjamin Maholtz at 4 o'clock in the Senior Sports Spotlight. Stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. It's the Rob Brown Show talking Furman baseball when we come back on ESPN Upstate.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
So, yesterday, tough decision handed down by Furman's athletic department as they have elected to cut baseball and lacrosse from their athletics lineup as a cost-saving measure. Furman has had a baseball program, one of very few schools who can say this, that has spanned three centuries, having been playing baseball since 1896. Furman's been in the Southern Conference since 1954. They have four SoCon titles and two SoCon tournaments in 119 seasons. The Paladins have played 3,391 games, winning 1,539 of those and tying 27. Furman has many long-running rivalry with other programs at the Carolinas, including the Citadel, where they've played well over 180 games, Clemson, Wofford, Davidson, and, of course, South Carolina. And I will tell you, let me throw this up there, one of the very first things that I got to do when I got here, as a matter of fact, it was the week that I moved here, Furman and South Carolina were playing a game at Fluor Field in downtown Greenville. I got a text from a friend of mine who said, yeah, there's a college baseball game Furman's playing down at Fluor Field in downtown Greenville if you want to check it out. So I went and did. First off, that's the game I met Michael Stathakis at. That's where I met Stats. And I sat there and watched that game between Furman and South Carolina. But more importantly, as I walked around, there were a ton of people wearing purple. Like, I kind of assumed, and I apologize for assuming. I know that that's, there's an old saying about assumptions. When I rolled up in there, I assumed that stadium was going to just be filled with Gamecocks. And there were a lot of Gamecocks there. But, man, Furman turned out for that matchup. Furman was there in force. I was very impressed, and that is why I know that this decision is one that is going to be very painful for Furman fans because they love their baseball. In fact, I strolled around Twitter just kind of following up on some of the known Furman fans in my timeline over the past 24 hours since this got released. And it's painful, man. It's hard to watch. As a fan of college baseball, and I have said for years, and I believe this, Diesel, one of my most controversial takes, the postseason of college baseball is the best postseason in all of sports. College baseball's postseason is better than every other sport's postseason. It is March Madness. It is playoff style, playoff format. It wraps up home field traditions. It gives the away team a fair fight. Super regionals are as fun as they get in terms of pressure all the way up through the College World Series in Omaha. It is the best postseason in all of sports, right? And one of the reasons why, because I get this question every time. People go, wait a minute, are you saying it's better than March Madness? Yes, and there's one reason why. In March Madness, let me ask you a question. Remember a few years ago when NBCU, the 16 seed, knocked off Virginia? Remember that? The greatest upset in the history of the tournament? Diesel, if those two teams played, how many times? 20 times. How many times does Virginia win that game?
19.
Honestly, most of us would bet they'd go 20 for 20.
Yeah.
And they slipped up on one, right? Virginia was the best basketball team in the country that year, and they stumbled out of the blocks and had one bad game. That doesn't happen in college baseball in the College World Series. At the regional level, it is double elimination, and you can fight. You can come out and lose a game, but you can fight your way back up. It's not that way in basketball. That makes it better. You get home teams earning the right to host regionals. You get home teams earning the right to host super regionals. You get as many great road warrior upsets in the regionals and super regionals as you do home teams holding court. It is the greatest postseason in sports is college baseball's. And to have Furman taken out of that mix sucks. It's just I feel for Furman fans. I really do. I cannot imagine what it's like. But Diesel, What are the words we've been saying this whole time? Cost-cutting measures. Now, I have seen a lot of people over the past day arguing that Furman as a private institution should have pushed this decision off. I don't know. And I will be digging for answers to that over the next couple of days. I don't know. I don't see the finances. And because they are a private university, their finances are not readily available. I'm sure that there is some element to this that does have to do with Title IX stuff. I'm sure that there is some element to this that does have to deal with, with scholarship numbers. On top of that, think about this. Furman, just 5 years ago-ish, put millions of dollars into upgrading their baseball stadium and turning it into one of the premier baseball venues across the entire state of South Carolina. Do you think they wanted to do this? They just got done a couple of years ago investing that much money into the baseball program. I suspect this was not an easy decision for Furman to arrive at. I've seen some people standing by and going, oh, Furman did the wrong thing. They betrayed their alumni, their coaches, their play. I don't think they wanted to do this, right? Furman, just like every other college, is taking a major hit right now. We have seen how many, I know we haven't kept track, we probably should be, so how many schools have we seen canceling sports at this point? A few dozen?
Yeah, Akron, Bowling Green, Cincinnati, Furman. I sent you an article a while ago.
Yeah.
East Carolina is considering dropping a couple of sports.
Yep. The MAC has cut down significantly on their postseason play. I suspect unless you are a P5 school, this is a real-life possibility for you now. It is one of those unfortunate realities. Unless you're P5, and I got bad news for you. If football doesn't go, if college football doesn't happen, this is tip of the iceberg.
It's coming to P5s too.
Yep. If Furman can't go grab those couple of times that they go down to Gainesville or Tallahassee, and go play a game against the P5 school and come back with a $1.75 million paycheck, then I got news for you. The rest of those sports are following suit. Let's go ahead and run to a break. When we come back here in just a minute, it is time for our senior sports spotlight. We are going to talk to Ms. Hartley Myers. Hartley is from Greer High School. She's a volleyball player and is headed to NC State. We'll talk to her about her accomplishments and what she's doing during the quarantine on the flip side. It's Robin Diesel and you on the Rob Brown Show on ESPN Upstate.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Is our senior sports spotlight, and we are very proud and very pleased to welcome Miss Hartley Myers to the show. Hartley is from Greer High School, where she plays volleyball and has accomplished a ton of things during her high school career, which we'll get into here in just a minute. But before we do, Hartley, thank you so much. Welcome to the show. It's great to have you.
Hi, it's great to be here.
Absolutely. Before I want to talk about all the things you've gotten accomplished in high school and what your plans are and all that, but before we do, I got to ask the question that we're asking to everybody. Talk to me about your senior year, because I have no doubt that when you were picturing your senior year, this isn't anything like what you were picturing. So what have you been doing? How is school? What has school been like for you during this quarantine?
Yes, it's been very different. So I've actually only had a few classes. I take an AP class and a dual enrollment class. So pretty much my dual enrollment class got to totally online. And my AP test, we spent most of the time preparing for the college AP test that actually already happened. But I'm done. I'm done with all my schoolwork. You know, I'm kind of bummed that we didn't get to go to prom and really just get to graduate like most normal people do. But, you know, it's an experience, and, you know, quarantine has really helped open a lot of people's eyes to what they need to focus on and their family. And I definitely think that's so true for me.
Let me ask you this, because I, you know, you just mentioned there that you guys have not gotten all the traditional high school senior activities, the prom and the graduation ceremony and all that. Do you think that when this is all over and you guys have a very unique set, I mean, class of 2020 is going to be the only class that really has ever dealt with anything like this since, you know, maybe the days of World War II. What do you think this is going to do for you in the future? What kind of lessons are you taking from this that are going to help you as an adult when you head off into college and into your adult years?
Yes, definitely. I think that this just really shows us that, you know, online has become so much more effective and useful in the classroom. And I think that it shows us just how much we can do from home, whether we're an adult or we're in college, anywhere, you know, we can get a lot of stuff done and achieved just through, you know, at home diligently working. I think that the main difference is that, you know, you have to be really self-disciplined, and, you know, it really forces you to be responsible for your own time and your own work. So I think that that's something that everyone can learn from this quarantine.
Let me ask you one more question, and you answer it honestly. I don't care who's listening, Hartley. You got to answer honestly. How many times have your family come to you and been like, can you fix this computer stuff? We have to Zoom and we don't know how to. How many times have you gotten that so far?
My family, thankfully, is actually pretty good with computers. But I think that, you know, a couple times, my grandparents and my older relatives have had a little trouble with the computer and the technology, and they've been asking around our family to try to figure out how to work Zoom calls and the Google Meets and everything.
What's it like interacting with your this one's kind of, I've thought about this a lot. When I was a senior, which I'm relatively sure was like before you're born, all right? So don't crack jokes. But when I was a senior, hanging out with people after school, going places with your friends, wherever, that was a big deal. What's it like with everybody being locked down? How are you interacting with your friends? Is it just all Zoom meetings? Do you guys have anything special that you do to keep up with each other?
Yeah, so a lot of it's through Zoom or through videoing, FaceTime, different stuff like that. I think that since I play volleyball and I do a travel team, you know, we've been to a person's house and we kind of like stayed in the social distancing rules, but we kind of hung out at their house in the pool area. They had a volleyball net set up. I think that everyone's just really trying to like find ways to be proactive. A lot of people in my neighborhood are walking, biking around with their friends, you know, doing all that social distancing just around their house or around where they live. So I think that it really really is very different whenever it comes to like interacting with people like you normally would. You know, going out for lunch is really not possible or really not convenient right now. So I think that's definitely different.
Let's talk a little bit about what you've accomplished throughout your high school career. We'll talk athletics here in a minute and talk to you about your volleyball career, because I know you've got big plans moving forward. But you actually have earned a pretty special spot amongst your graduating class. Tell us about that.
Yes. So I'm actually in the Rotary Top 10 at Greer High School, where I'm graduating from. And, you know, I think that just as important that athletics are to my life and how much joy they bring me, I really think that getting an education and excelling at whatever you do in life is really important. So I think that, you know, I'm just really honored to be in the top 10 of my graduating class and kind of show that I'm not just a insanely athletic person. I can also learn, and I can also excel in the classroom.
I want you to know, and I mean this as sincerely as I can, Hartley, I love that you just referred to yourself as an insanely athletic person. That's incredible. That's awesome. You're also a National Honor Society, a member of Mu Alpha Theta as well, so that's very cool. Talk to me about your volleyball days. I mean, I know you're playing travel ball right now, but to have your senior season not go the way that we'd want it to, how are you handling that?
You know, I think it's kind of been hard because I was expected to do a lot of tournaments and get a lot more, you know, reps in, a lot more volleyball practice, just, you know, staying fresh for college and going into college season. So I think that, you know, everyone's a little bummed that they couldn't get to finish out their season, whether it be the spring season sports or the people that play year-round sports. I think everyone's just kind of a little bummed that they can't keep doing it. But I think for me personally, it's just so hard to play a team sport by yourself whenever you're in quarantine. So I think that, you know, if you think about it, volleyball has six people on the court, and I can't really play volleyball with one person and get a whole ton better. So I think that that's probably the best way I can describe it is, you know, I really just wanted to get in and get more reps with some high level competition. And we sadly did not get to do that because of Corona and the quarantine. So, yeah.
So you have signed your national letter of intent to go play at NC State to be the newest member of the Wolfpack. How excited are you? And I know we're all kind of still feeling out the situation about college in the fall and if the campuses are going to be open and all that. But how excited are you to strap on the red for the first time for NC State?
Oh, I'm super excited, like jumping for joy. I cannot wait to go to college. I think that NC State's such a great place, such a great college, athletically and academically. And, you know, I really enjoy the coaching staff. All the girls are awesome. They're so nice, and they really are bonded so closely. So I think I'm just really excited to get into that environment and start playing volleyball and pursuing my academic career.
I love it. I love it. I have been to NC State. It is absolutely a beautiful campus. It's and the sports community around NC State is so good. I mean, it's such a tight-knit group, and all my experience in years of having a team that's played NC State and being around their fans, I think you're really going to be excited. Talk to me a little bit about your interactions with the athletic department, with your coaches and all that. What's that been like for you as you kind of transition to the next phase of your life?
Yes, absolutely. My experience with NC State has actually been really good. The coaches are awesome. We kind of had a little coaching change past probably, I don't know how long, 3-4 months ago. And the coaches are awesome. They're super open. They're willing to, like, help. They talk to you. They're just very very willing to work with you. You know, they want the best for all of their athletes, and I really think that's so important. And, you know, the girls, the teammates, they really are just fantastic people on and off the court. And, you know, I can really see them becoming some of my closest friends at college. So, you know, I think that in the college athletic world, they're probably some of the best people and best coaches I probably know. And the athletic director is super helpful, super nice. He does everything he can to make sure all the athletes are in check, have all their financial situations figured out. So he's super great.
We are talking with Miss Hartley Myers. She is from Greer High School, a volleyball player in the top 10 of her graduating class, also a member of the National Honor Society and Mu Alpha Theta, which is a very, very good club to be a part of. She is headed to NC State to continue her volleyball career. Hartley, I want you to know that all of us, we are tremendously sorry that your senior year has ended up the way that it has, but we are very proud of you, of all that you have accomplished so far, and I am very much looking forward to following your career as you head up to NC State and become a stud for them as well. It was great to talk to you, and we really appreciate you taking the time to chat with us.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
It's our pleasure. That is Hartley Myers from Greer High School, and I gotta tell you, one of the things that has been very interesting in setting up the interviews for this Senior Sports Spotlight that we are doing for the next few weeks moving on, these young people are crazy impressive. The things they have accomplished, yeah, they are just impressive.
Oh, she was sharp as a tack. I was dull as a marble when I was in high school. Hey, I'm gonna go up to school and have fun.
Diesel was in a lot of different clubs, but they all wore stripes and whatnot, yeah, you know? No, Hartley Myers is awesome. That was one of two editions of our Senior Sports Spotlight that we are going to be doing today, presented by our friends at Mount Valley Foundation Services. We'll be talking coming up in just a few minutes at 1:15 with Lawrence Scott. That'll be coming up in just a few minutes. And we'll be joined at 1:40 by assistant coach of baseball at Furman University, Mr. Taylor Harbin. So stick around for that interview as well. One segment left in this hour. 2 hours to go after that of the Rob Brown Show right here on ESPN Upstate.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter. And Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So, I have to tell you, from a sense of, I don't know, it's not humor, but I guess it is, of every story from the Last Dance finale this past Sunday, what has been the one thing on every radio show you've listened to, Diesel? Even non-sports shows. They're all talking about one thing.
Pizza.
That damn pizza. And I have to tell you, I am very happy for and proud of my guy Mark Ryan, because he is about to be involved in a national discussion moving forward. He has got the guy who prepared the pizza that Michael Jordan allegedly ate and got food poisoning from, okay? He texted me earlier to tell me that he's got this. That interview is going to be coming up this afternoon at 3:20 on Offsides with Mark Ryan. So as soon as we are done here, Mark Ryan is going to have on the guy who made the pizza. Mark tells me that he has investigated this. He has called. He's got people in Salt Lake City that have come on his show before. He's spoken with folks to verify to the best of his ability that this is actually the guy. And I have to tell you, Diesel, I have already told the people down the hall, I'm going to need about 40 minutes after the show is over because I don't care about anything else this day but listening to that interview. Now, I asked Mark, I'm like, is it really the guy? Is it really the guy? And Mark said to me that he checks out very well. He spoke to him. He feels like it is genuine and authentic. He has called a number of places throughout the Salt Lake City area and done his research, and his name checks out as the guy. And then he said, but the beauty of this is that people can decide for themselves whether they believe him or not and believe his story. I got to tell you, Diesel, this is approaching. It's not quite there. This is approaching Carole Baskin's level mystery for me. It really is. It is approaching Tiger King murder mystery levels of mystery for me. I am so ingrained in this. Now, I want you to know, and you tell me where you fall on this, and if you will change your mind based on this guy's story.
He's in a septic tank.
I still believe Mike Jordan got tanked the night before.
Yeah.
And was just hungover and doesn't want to admit that he was hungover AF the next day.
Mm-hmm.
But there's this much in my mind, that goes, I'm going to hear him out.
Yeah, we went through it yesterday. It takes a lot of assumptions to know that the person who made the pizza all the way up to the person who, the five guys that delivered it, knew exactly who ordered and where that pizza was going.
Well, that's the thing. Do we know? Because here's the thing. They said, oh, five guys showed up. That's weird. If there was even a 3% chance, if anything slipped, that this pizza was going to Michael Jordan, or honestly, let's be real, Scottie Pippen or Dennis Rodman or Luke Longley or Tony Kukoc, I don't know about you. If I'm in Salt Lake City, if they happen to theoretically know that this pizza was going to the hotel where the Chicago Bulls were staying, if I'm a delivery driver, I'm tagging along with whoever gets assigned to that pizza just in case. Because what happens if you deliver that pizza and Dennis Rodman opens the door, or Scottie Pippen, or Tony Kukoc, or
and
Steve
Carmen
Kerr?
Electra is there Hell with nothing yeah. but a sheet on.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm honestly trying to be as objective as possible. The five guys showing up to deliver a pizza doesn't bother me that much. If there was even a 10% chance that pizza was going to any member of that Chicago Bulls staff, I'm 100% tagging along with the delivery guy just in case it turns out to be one of the names.
If only it had gone to Jerry Krause's room. God.
So that part of the story doesn't bother me, right? The part of the story that bothers me is, in order to justify poisoning the pizza, you have to know it's going to Michael Jordan. Right? I guess you could take the gamble that if you take out Scottie or Rodman or Kukoc, that maybe it does enough damage, but you also have to risk multi-million dollar lawsuits, putting your business underground, putting yourself in jail for years in order to what? In order to try to get a one game, not even the elimination game, just give the Jazz a one game advantage.
I don't know. Fans have done really dumb stuff like poisoning, you know, several hundred-year-old oak trees.
You're not wrong.
Killing oak trees just to get back at your rival.
Oh, Harvey Updike. Gotta have to talk about, I was in SEC, the middle of SEC territory when that happened. It was a blank show when that happened. So that's coming up at 3:20. Jordan was drunk. I dare this guy to convince me otherwise. Robin Diesel, 2 hours left of the Rob Brown Show, ESPN Upstate.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.